Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human
welcome.
Hello.
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Oh, it's so hard to get to 500 words.
Humorist.
You're joking.
I never joke.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee doo.
Oh my God.
And award winning broadcast personality.
La 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 la, I am not listening. La 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 la.
Scott Edward Phelps.
And now, to protect the rights and lives of decent citizens.
Well, first of all, it's not all that often that you hear the sounds of 45 RPM and decent citizens in the same sentence, but we'll take what we can get. And
just like that,
everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM. Here and always, ready, willing, and able to answer the musical question.
What the hell was that?
Well, for heaven's sakes, that was the Randells and their big hit Martian Hop. We all remember that, don't we?
Oh, hell no!
Of course we don't. Unless you're like 90 years old and you were around in those days, but you're not going to hear that one on oldies radio. And that's kind of what this episode is all about. It's Unheard Ofs, Volume 1. There's so many, we're only going to have time to do about a dozen. Of songs that you've probably never heard before, in some cases by groups you're familiar with or singers that you're familiar with, but for some reason the songs just have been obscure for the longest of time. And right off the bat, thanks for the material in large measure in this program from a really fun group on Facebook entitled Really Obscure Forgotten 45s.
Gee, that's a wonderful idea.
As their page tagline says, this is for the obscure forgotten 45s never played on the radio. Many were by up-and-coming artists who would later have gold records. I guess it falls in the category of if at first you don't succeed, or if at first you suck. Not for a second that we would use the word sucks when it comes to describing the talent that is and was the Randells. That's another group. Randells. Wiki says they were an American musical ensemble from Vilas, New Jersey. I'm not sure there was ever such a thing as an ensemble from New Jersey.
Forget about it.
1963, their novelty tune, Martian Hop. Believe it or not, it was number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100, but for reasons that just don't contemplate, that song that you just heard there, Martian Hop, peaked at number 27 on the U.S. Billboard Black Singles Chart.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I know!
Charles Wheaton Westover was, by 1966, the guy who wrote those hits from a few years back. And while he admittedly created some very legit pop masterpieces, it probably didn't help his cause that by the mid-60s, he was pretty clearly repeating himself. This writer-singer who filled pop music history pages with, well, historic pop music, like...
Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart.
Can...
We gotta keep searching, searching, find a place to hide, searching, searching.
And I wonder where she will stay, my little runaway.
The 1966... non-charting, pretty much unheard of recycling of at least some of those great hits by Charles Wheaton Westover, Del Shannon, at 45 RPM.
Since I've been away, I've heard a lot of people say, they tell me that you've been playing around. It just can't be true, the things they say you do. But baby,
listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I'm trying to use the phone!
A little while ago, I went and placed a call to tell this girl I know that she could have it all. The wedding, the ring, the whole dumb thing, I was willing to tie the knot. So I called her up, and this is the answer I got. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in at present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. Leave your name and number, and I'll try to get back to you. You have 30 seconds to talk to me before you're through. And I said, baby, let's go get married. I need to know your mind. I am hanging on, I am hanging on, I am hanging on this line. And if I can leave one message before you go to bed, I would say to you, and the phone went dead. So I stepped out to buy some dog food for the cat. Of course she called about 3 minutes after that. She be my wife and share my life. Well, of course she can write the plot. 'Cause she called me up, and this is the answer she got. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in at present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. Leave your name and number,
and I'll try to get back to you. You have 30 seconds to talk to me before you're through. And she said,
baby, I got your message. Why I'm answering your call. I have thought it out, I have thought it out. And I think that all in all, if you ask if we can marry and make it for all time, then my answer is.
And the phone went, I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry, you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine. I'm so sorry you have just reached my answering machine. I'm not in the present, I'm sure you know this whole routine.
Well, a little mini version of Guess Who right there.
No sugar tonight in my coffee.
Not the Guess Who the band. Guess Who like Guess Who that is. You probably recognize the tonal quality of the vocal, because the guy had a couple of pretty sizable chart hits. That one wasn't one of them. One of them, a song about him. No, not her, him. And, of course, his ode to coconut and rum.
If you like piña colada, getting caught in the rain. If you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the Cape. I'm the love that you look for. Write to me and escape.
That's right. We're talking about Rupert Holmes. I think we should do a right proper Guess Who.
Guess Who?
Who are you?
Who?
What the hell's that?
Who?
Who are those guys?
Who is this?
All right, I'm only going to give you one little short burst clue here as to who this is. Your clue is this. Guess Who?
What the hell is that?
Yeah,
shit?
I know. I'm asking you to guess who. I'm telling you, that's your clue.
What?
Guess Who?
What are you talking about?
Stand by, and boy, aren't you going to feel silly.
Golden pennies on the breeze is creeping. Falling softly while the trees are sleeping. Telling secrets to the earth below. Here's a secret that the trees don't know. Burning kisses in the early snow. There's a river full of lies, trees, teardrops. Silver shadows hide among the treetops. Hear the laughter from another day. See a face about a year away. Hear the voice that whispered, I can't stay. This time long ago.
To stop and cry. Beauty all around, but I can only see the falling leaves that bring heartbreaking memories that I should not remember. La 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 la.
It's been said the best place to hide something is in the most obvious place. That's why the clue was, guess who?
Guess Who?
Because that track, about 18 months before they started issuing one single after another that hit the very tippy top of the charts, five number ones, including this all-time classic.
Why did you do it to me? Why did it the way it should be? You took away everything I had, you put the lid on me.
Guess who it was? But guess who?
You're listening to 45 RPM with
Guess Who?
Hey, you can shut!
You're naughty.
And a little tart-tongued, too, don't mind telling you. 1955 was a peculiar year, a transitional year, actually. In January, Rock Around the Clock first appeared on the British charts. And a few months later, here in America, February introduced a new teen fave named Pat Boone. And in March of that year, a Dutch-born entrepreneur, some believed con man hustler, kind of like Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
You'll just make out the check to cash. It'll save a lot of trouble between me and the government.
Became the manager of a kid who just 8 months later would release a single that would change the face of rock and roll and pop music forever.
Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be.
But 1955 was also a hybrid year. Some new, some tried and true, and some a mixture of the two. Case in point, part pop, a little smidge of rock and roll, a little big band, Glenn Miller type group, and all of it smooshed together on its way to the top 20 by a lady who was a featured singer on a very popular radio TV program of the period entitled Your Hit Parade. A salute to fine barbering everywhere. Dorothy Collins at 45 RPM.
Hey, Mr. Flat Top! Hey, baby, well, the girls, they flip. My boy, Flat Top, I'm a-telling you, that snazzy guy really sends me my oh my. He's the most a dreamer's goal. You ought to see him rock and roll. Got no dough, but just a nod will get the girls, though it may seem odd. A real cool lover in his old hot rod. My boy, Flat Top. When he shouts,
hey baby,
the girls they flip.
Her lover boy, Flat Top.
I'm a telling you, that snazzy guy really sends you my oh my. He's the most a dreamer's goal. You ought to see him rock and roll. Got no dough, but just a nod will get the girls, though it may seem odd. A real cool lover in his old hot rod. My boy,
her boy.
Who's boy?
More from my talented friend Scott Edward Phelps in a moment. This is former radio DJ, now podcaster, Erica Lee. And if you're tired of hearing the same songs over and over on the radio, check out my Forgotten Hits podcast series. Or chill out with my yacht rock shows for that smooth rock of the 70s and 80s. Just go to Podomatic.com and search Erica Lee's podcast. And be prepared to sing along.
Don't even
with a nod, a thank you, and a little salute to our friends at Really Obscure Forgotten 45s, a marvelous Facebook group featuring Really Obscure Forgotten 45s. From 1965, that's Mike and John and Bill. John is John London. He was a bass player. Bill was Bill Sleeper. And Mike? Well, Mike was the third part of the trio. Mike and John and Bill.
Oh.
The trio had to break up, though, in 1965 because Sleeper got drafted.
What a buzzkill that was.
John went on to become a bassist, as I said, with First National Band. Ring a bell? Yeah. And Mike? Yeah, he found himself a gig the next year. Mike Nesmith of the Monkees.
Here we come, walking down the street.
A lot of great identifying licks in popular music. This one, practically iconic. The intro to the 1991 Kim Carnes smash, Betty Davis Eyes. But in the category of really obscure forgotten 45s, try this version and then stick around for a fun Bet You Didn't Know at 45 RPM.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips are sweet.
Heretofore obscure version of Betty Davis Eyes was actually recorded in 1974 for an album by the young lady who was a co-writer of the classic song, partnering up with a young songwriter named Donna Weiss, Jackie DeShannon. At the time of Kim Carnes' 1981 hit version, Betty Davis herself was asked how she felt about the song. She actually wrote a very nice letter to Donna Weiss and Jackie DeShannon, thanking them for mentioning her name and letting them know that the song made her grandkids think she was cool.
That's severely cool.
More unheard of coming up, going to break. It's Freddie and the Dreamers at 45 RPM.
You can say that I'll forget and pretend we've never met, but how can I forget a love like you? You can treat me anyhow, tell me that it's over now. Forget your love, but how a love like you? Play around and though it hurts, I still love you. Even as you break my heart, I know I need you. All your love can show me so much more, more than all I knew before. I need your love, I'm sure, a love like you. Da 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 da. Play around and
still love you. Even as you break my heart, I know I need you. All your love can show me so much more, more than all I knew before. I need your
love. A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Oh, welcome back.
To 45 RPM.
Hey, what up, science bitches?
And your host, author...
Write me one about a nice, normal woman who just shoots her husband.
Humorist...
Is that a joke?
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
I'm very gifted.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
Hey, you can take your trophy and shove it straight up your...
Scott Edward Phelps.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
It was said of the sheriff of Calhoun Parish not to ever touch his daughter Anna Lee, for to look at her with the lustful eyes was certain to get you time in the penitentiary. It was true, she was quite voluptuous. It was true, she had eyes for me. Then one night at a dance, she walked up to me and asked me would I meet her down by the creek. Oh. As I listened to her dangerous proposal, I thought about the high sheriff catching me. As I shook my head and quietly left the party, I heard her laugh and say, "You'll be sorry." Then there came upon my door a loud disturbance. I opened it to the sheriff and his deputy. He said, "Son, did you molest my daughter?" I said, "Sheriff, I do not know of what you speak." Well, he grabbed me roughly by the collar and flung me sprawling out into the street. There were days in the jail with claustrophobia, and all on account of that wench, Anna Lee. Well, I finally worked the bar loose from the window, made my way into the woods of Calhoun. Late that night I came upon a cabin. It was the home of Hiram Cross, a friend I knew. "Would y'all mind if I sit down at your table? 'Cause it's been a while since I've had time to eat. And I'll pay y'all back when I'm able. But right now the high sheriff is after me."
It's hard to imagine what that voice sounded like before puberty, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Good to have you along in this episode of 45 RPM this time around, Unheard Of, Volume 1, the first edition of a whole bunch of songs In most cases, by name artists that you're familiar with, songs you probably aren't because the songs didn't really go anywhere, hit-wise or chart-wise or sales-wise.
That's okay.
That one right there, case in point, you may have recognized the voice because it was very successful 2 years prior to the release of that there tune, High Sheriff of Calhoun Parish. But High Sheriff only managed to crack the top 110 of the hit charts. 2 years earlier, the gentleman had gone top 10 with a little song about poke salad.
Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie.
The post-puberty sounds of Tony Joe White.
Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
It's a warm summer evening, circa 600 BC.
Born.
On a cloudy summer afternoon, we sat and waited for the raindrops. Pitter-patter of the raindrops. Fell in love. Fell in love. Time was passing by, the shadows fell. I never noticed when the rain stopped. Pitter patter of the raindrops. I fell in love. I fell in love. We read the paper as we laid on the floor, smoking that last cigarette. Nothing was said for an hour or more, but I can never forget how the time was passing by, the shadows fell. I never noticed when the rain stopped. Pitter-patter of the raindrops. I fell in love.
One of those voices that you're likely saying to yourself,
hey man, I know that voice, I wonder who that guy is.
And of course, a song in the genre for which he was best known, songs that were
peppy, happy.
Yeah, not so much, no. And that song wasn't much of a hit for him either, although he's had a diverse and eclectic career as a singer-songwriter. Early on in the early 60s, he was a fundamental member of a fun folk group called the New Christy Minstrels.
That's good.
One of their hits was
Uptempo. Snappy.
Yeah.
Three wheels on my wagon, and I'm still rolling along. The Cherokees are chasing me. Arrows fly right on by, but I'm singing a happy song.
But the song for which he's best known? I think, don't you think? Yeah, I think so too. I think it's fair that this one has to be categorized as
Debbie Downer.
Tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
From the More Things Change folder, Barry McGuire.
We're on the eve of destruction.
Hearing a well-known artist take on a song they're not particularly known for can be exciting.
Awesome!
Or maybe a little off-putting.
What the f***?
Different strokes and all that. This song was, in its day, a hit for Classics 4 and the Atlanta Rhythm Section. This version, Dusty Springfield, at 45 RPM.
In the cool of the evening.
Listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Newsflash, it isn't always about you.
Yeah, but you know, always, such a relative term.
6 degrees of SEP.
In June of 1985, Warner Brothers Records released the 49th studio album by this iconic, classic, legendary American country singer. And on that album, entitled Don't Call Him a Cowboy, was a song called Take It Like a Man.
Watch you walk away.
Which I am humbly proud to tell you,
like a man,
I wrote.
You'll never know, I feel the blow.
It was never a single, and I made absolutely no money on it whatsoever.
Oh my gosh, does that suck?
But it was an honor just to be honor just to be recorded. It really was. And 49 albums? Yeah, he went on to record a few more before his untimely passing, but in the beginning of his career, he wasn't a country music singer. He started out as a potential superstar of rock and roll and doo-wop.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Harold Jenkins. Yeah, the superstar, right?
I feel like an idiot. I don't know what to say.
Somewhere early on, he decided Harold Jenkins didn't quite have that, what is it, Tom?
Snap.
There you go. So, he pulled out a map, punched his finger in a couple of places, combined a town in Texas with a town in Arkansas, and became Conway Twitty with an unheard of piece of rock and roll from 1959 at 45 RPM.
I got that gal who treats me right, plenty good loving every night. There just ain't nothing that she don't know. I guess that's why I love her so. I do anything she wants me to. Her love for me is true. Why do I love this gal of mine? Because she's so fine.
She's mine.
Well, I like the way she walks.
She's mine.
I like the way she talks.
She's mine.
And I'm a loving man. She stole my heart when she held my hand. We talk it over and we set the date. I can hardly wait. Till the day she's a man of mine, my gal is so fine. Get over and we set the date. I can hardly wait. Until this is a man of mine. My gal is so fine. Yeah, she's really fine. Whoa, she's mine, all mine. My gal's so doggone fine. Yeah, I love her all the time.
A lot of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
You bet, Frank.
You know it, Chairman.
Did an episode consisting of the great hit songs from the 1960s of the hit songwriting team of Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, and that right there is a Barry Mann Cynthia Weil song, recorded and released in 1964, a kind of a transitional year for some established performers. The first year of the British invasion, the Beatles, the Stones, artists like that were taking over the charts and the radio waves, and singers who had been successful up to that time, they either got on board or they faded into obscurity. This was one of those valiant efforts that never really quite hit big, but she gave it her best shot. And she, the wife half of a husband and wife performing team that had been successful in radio and television and records for decades by the time the 60s came along, Steve Lawrence and his wife, Edie Gourmet, singing the words and music of Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil.
Radical!
You're listening to 45 RPM this time around, Unheard Of's Volume 1. Really obscure, forgotten song. And 45s, with a big shout out to our friends at Really Obscure Forgotten 45s on Facebook, a group that posts hidden treasures, well-deserving clunkers, a veritable encyclopedia of, wow, what in the world is that?
I don't know who I am or what I want.
Case in point, let's visit the Culture Corner. This one's got so many fun facts to know and tell that it deserves its own Lifetime movie. William Saroyan was an American playwright and author, the first dramatist to ever win the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and the New York Drama Critics Circle Award for his play The Time of Your Life back in 1939. Now, fast forward a little to 1951, and those familiar with 50s pop music will know that this is the song that sent Rosemary Clooney on the way to stardom, number one for 2 months.
Come on to my house, my house, I'm gonna give you candy.
And its composers, author and Pulitzer Prize winner William Saroyan, and his cousin, who wrote the song on a 1939 road trip in New Mexico, basing it on an old Armenian folk song, and was performed in Saroyan's off-Broadway play, The Sun, in 1950. But the two of them, Saroyan and his cousin, recorded a version for their own selves. Oh, and William Saroyan's cousin? A young Armenian fellow who would go on to fame and fortune with his own groovy thing, Ross Bagdasarian, who baby boomers came to know as David Seville, of David Seville and the Chipmunks fame. Either way, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, his Armenian cousin soon to be leader of the Chipmunks, and a very unique unheard of. At 45 RPM.
A lonely immigrant boy.
One lonely immigrant boy.
On his way home from work one day.
Going from work one day.
Saw a beautiful girl.
See fine U.S. number one girlie.
And fell in love with her.
Fall in love with her right away.
He looked at her and she looked at him.
He looked on her, she looked on him.
He wanted to tell her wonderful things.
But he didn't know just what to say.
He loved her and he wanted to marry her.
He loved her, he wanted for to marry her.
So he told her ordinary things in a wonderful way.
So he told her in old country way. Come on to my house, my high house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, my high house, I'm gonna give you apple, a plum, and apricot to add. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you figs and the dates and the grapes and the cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Smiled at the immigrant boy as if to say, tell me more. The boy did.
Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you Christmas tree. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you a marriage ring and a pomegranate to wear. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you a peach and a pear. I love your hair, hey. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you Easter egg. Come on to my high house, I'm gonna give you everything. The figs and the dates and the grapes and the cakes. Apple, a plum and apricot the two. A peach and a pear, I love your hair. A marriage ring and a pomegranate too. Come on to my house all of your life. Come on, come on, come on, come on and be my wife.
Not just the same old, 45 RPM.
I'm Ringo and I play the drum.
No, not on this next track you didn't there, mate. Time for the best of the worst.
Oh my gosh, does that suck?
You embarrass me.
Bad, very bad.
You haven't heard the worst of it yet.
Alma Cogan probably doesn't ring any kind of bell for you at all, does it? She was an English pop singer in the 1950s and early 1960s, dubbed O'Rar, the girl with the giggle in her voice. She was actually the highest paid British female entertainer of that time, and she was popular right up to the moment the British invasion began, and then that came to a stop. She was considered unhip and square.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. We turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
John Lennon's wife Cynthia recalled that John used to make fun of her all the time, but they became friends after they met in 1964 and supposedly had an affair. Paul McCartney first played the melody of Yesterday on her piano.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
And in an attempt to get hip and groovy in the 1960s, Alma decided to do some Beatle tunes, which historians believe may be the origin of the now oft-asked question,
"Oh my God,
why? Why?"
The girl with the giggle in her voice, Alma Cogan, at 45 RPM.
Oh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. I hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you.
Okay, that's enough for this week.
45 RPM. And?
Finally!
And finally, in 1967, on his By the Time I Get to Phoenix album, he recorded a song written by Jerry Hubbard.
Who are you?
Oh, you'd know him better. It's Jerry Reed. Glenn Campbell. At 45 RPM.
I know that it will make you cry to find that I have gone, didn't even say goodbye. You'll hate me for a while because I promised love and left you just regret. I know that I could never be the kind of man that you have in your mind of me. For your sake we must part, it will break your heart, but you're young and you'll forget. You're young and I know time will help you find the perfect man to really love you, and not a man like me who's like the wind and must be free, but a man worthy of you. For I could never settle down to just one way of life, one woman and one town. So sad to part this way, you'll be glad someday, for you're young and you'll forget. You're young and I know time will help you find the perfect man to really love you, and not a man like me who's like the wind and must be free, but a man who's worthy of you. For I could never settle down.
I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found. At 45 RPM.
So sad to part this way, but you'll be glad someday, for you're young and you'll forget.
Darn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...